Ooh, that's where it used to be people that come. We was talking about the other day. 22 miles on a buggy, a horseback, come there and have church and go back. Mm. See, that's kind of a neighborhood church, you know, and want to go to that church. And we had kin folks, and we used to live there in all situations. The island have a church, you know, they'd come here, and there's a big church there, you know, and it was a Baptist, you know, and of course they'd preached it, you know, and all. And the priest, you know, had to be baptized, you know, and join the church, you know, and you know, quit doing bad things, you know, don't gamble, don't, you know, wasn't supposed to drink and all such as that, you see. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's the way we did. And we lived about 3 miles, we walked, and to going to that church where back in them times we'd go in a wagon. We was happy to get to go to church in the wagon on a Sunday. We'd get them old mules up through the summer and get them up there, you know, after we done got through laying by the crop, and put them in the lock so we'd have them Sunday morning. Well, about a day or two before Sunday, we'd get that wagon wheel off and carry it down there to the creek and put it in the creek and let it swell tight to where the tide won't come off it. You ride to church back and forth every Sunday.
I see, and that's how you'd, I'd like to ask you more about that, and then we'll come back to the church service. Why would you have to soak the wheel in the creek?
Well, see, these, just like a wagon, see, we had wagon. Well, we set them up, you know, and wouldn't be using them probably for a week, you know, and that wood would swank up. And that tire would, you know, going along over the road, you know, that tire would slip off.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Would you describe to me more about how a wheel was made for a wagon? You have the tire, then what would be under the tire?
That would be the, well, they call it the feller. That would be called a feller.
Now that's that wood.
That's right, that would be the feller right under that tire. And them there spokes would be spokes, you know, go up into that feller, you see. Four holes in that thing, you know, and them spokes go up in that feller, they call it. It'd be a wooden rim. Mm-hmm. He would cut that rim in angles to where it'd be round and put them together about so far apart. And you know, they'd cut it to where it'd be, the tie would be so large, you know. And when they first put them on there, they would, or they got outfit that lay them down and drive them on, you know. Of course, that wagon wouldn't hardly drive in 3 or 4 years after they first make a wagon. But when they get old that way, then that there wood would swank up, you know. Yes, sir. And that tie, just a steel tie on top of that, you know, to keep that wood and hold that wood together, you know. And as I said, that wood would shrink up, you know, and that tie would slip off, you know. But we would take it and have it swell, and put in that water, and that wood would swell up tight to where that wouldn't come off for several days.
Mm-hmm. And then the spokes would come down and into a...
To a hub, they call it.
About so big.
Yes, a hub, that's right.
And that's wood?
That's wooden hub around that, just knowing it's had a little... irons to go around that, to hold that together, you see. It's made out in little places, you know, little pieces of wood, you know, and in that there little small little rim go over there, steel rim, and hold it together. All right, then they got a hole in that, you see, and that's steel. Of course, the factory made that, you know, and they drive that up in there good and tight and all, and maybe put some glue around it, you see, and then put that on the axle, on our axle, you see, and just...
How would you keep that from making a lot of noise when it went around?
Oh, well, see, now on that in that hub, it's something sort of like a, it's a piece of iron that's drove up in there. Well,